Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was younger and I was going through medical school, we were being told by some of the specialists that they're going to be eventually squeezed out of the medical field because computers are going to take over. Maybe they didn't call it artificial intelligence, but there's going to be computers that'll read x-rays. There's going to be computers that'll shoot out treatment options. And I'm like, no. I see that happening, but I'm going into primary care. Everybody wants to see a doctor. Everybody wants to talk to a doctor, have somebody put their hands on them. Nobody's going to want to talk to a TV screen or a computer. No. People want their doctor. How are we going to do pap smears? How are we going to do all these things? I think my field in primary care is going to be safe. Now, that was 1994. 1995, maybe? Graduated in 1997. Finished residency in 2000. All of a sudden, computers are becoming bigger and bigger. There's internet. And today we hear that Google has struck a deal with HCA, massive hospital system chain, and they are going to look at 32 million patient records to help develop healthcare algorithms. So they could help doctors come up with treatment options. Now, we appreciate Google. I went to medical school. I went to 4 years high school, 4 years undergrad, 4 years of medical school, 3 years training. I've had over 20-some years of practice. I read, I study all the time. Thank you, Google. Nice that you're involved, but I don't need your advice. I'm a doctor. I'm fine. I'll read up what other humans write, and the studies that the humans come up with, I will take into account if I have to change my treatment guidelines. But we can't stop tech. If Google and all these other sort of, what are these feats that I'm seeing in multiple countries? UK, I think the UK has an algorithm where patients can talk to the computer. The computer will then spit out a prescription, and then they take the prescription to the pharmacy. This was something they piloted for blood pressure. If other countries are already embracing this, because healthcare costs money, why spend a few hundred thousand on a doctor? Some of these doctors make anywhere from 140 to half a million, depending on what they do. They could save money. Now, the patients, you're thinking, oh, the patients are going to step in and say, no, we don't want a computer, we want a doctor. I'm not seeing that. Patients love telemedicine. They're in their pajamas, they're at home, they just put their Netflix or the game or the playoffs on pause, they talk to the doctor, they get their prescription, eventually prescriptions are going to be delivered, maybe by drones to their home, they don't have to be around sick people, they love it. We are going to still need people in the healthcare field. We're going to need people administering shots, administering IV infusions, doing surgery. We now have robots doing surgery, and doctors remotely can access the computer that manages the robot. Are we doctors stupid? Do we realize that we are going to be pushing ourselves out of this field? Nurse practitioners are next. PAs are next. But medicine, and we've been saying this for years, is becoming more monetized. It's becoming more of a business. And if a company is going to save money hiring somebody who isn't a physician to administer care or be able to use a computer or make a system such that patients can just type in their symptoms, an algorithm comes out giving a prescription or a plan, they get that plan, who needs the doctor? Already patients are sick and tired of doctors having the ability to prescribe. They want to go and get their own birth control. They want to go and get their own Valium. They want to go and get their antibiotic. You know, we have this control in the medical field over medications because we don't want people to abuse them. We don't want people to mix them and cause damage to themselves or, mix, let's say, or be pregnant and then take a Category D medication that could hurt the baby or a Category X. Well, if lawyers say, I'm fine with the machine doing that, we're not going to sue the machine company. So if the machine company says, look, I'm going to give you this prescription, but don't take it if you're pregnant, are they free and clear of any liability? So if liability changes and patients don't want doctors to be holding medications ransom and they want access to their medications without going in and being seen and they want to be able to treat themselves with a Z-Pack and the government turns around saying, you want to know what? It's saving us so much money, we don't care about antibiotic resistance. That's where medicine is going. And we doctors aren't really going to get a violin played for us because we're a minority. And patients are listening to this going, yeah, Dahlia, I'm sorry. I want to be able to just go to a Target or go to a Walmart, get my medicine myself, ask for my medicine myself. I know what I have. I don't need to convince a new doctor every time. Get the doctors out of the equation. We're going to save money. Now, I'm not a fan of that because I'm a doctor. And we have so many medical schools now pumping out new doctors. But companies want to save money. And this artificial intelligence is huge. You know, in fact, when I was teaching students how to do a history and physical, how to take try to interview a patient, one of them said, look, computers do this now. They give you all the questions. Why are we remembering the questions? And I go, because what if there's a power outage? What if the computer goes out? That happened to a huge hospital chain where the computer got hacked and people had to write sliding scales by scratch and many people didn't know how to do that. You know, you can't just rely on computers, which means if we do become a very computerized system in medicine and we do have hackers or power outages, where's the doctors going to be? So don't lose your doctor. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So on entertainment news, it looks like the Angelina Jolie-Brad Pitt divorce might be finished. Or is it the custody trial? Is it the custody trial is now finished? Angelina Jolie is not happy with the results, but she says that the judge in her custody case with ex-husband Brad Pitt has, quote, refused to hear the minor teenagers testify to their wishes in regards to their, quote, custody fate. She says she's being denied a fair trial. Now, I hate seeing celebrity divorces. They get ugly. These kids get strewn through the media. You know, they want privacy. They don't want their parents divorcing, most likely. And it's just bad all around. And then you have these custody battles. Angelina Jolie is 45. Brad Pitt is 57. And I think a lot of people are on Brad Pitt's side just because, you know, he's always a good guy in these movies, right? And Angelina Jolie kind of plays a little bit of the bad guy. I don't really know much about their wedding or their marriage. I don't think we ever will. But apparently some very ugly things have come out. Brad Pitt's alleged drug use and being abusive. And so it's a very, unfortunately, very controversial divorce and custody battle. So the 45-year-old actress submitted documents to California's 2nd District Court of Appeal Monday in an effort to disqualify Judge John Oderkirk from ruling over the case. In court documents, lawyers for the actress said the judge failed to adequately consider input as to the teen's experiences, needs, or wishes as a violation of state legal code that allows minors 14 to 17 to testify. Now, Jolie and Pitt are parents of 6 kids. 5 of them are minors. Maddox is 19, Pax is 17, Zahara is 16, Shiloh's 14, and then they have the twins, Vivian and Knox, who are 12. Now, her legal team told the appellate court that the judge has neglected to let her submit to the court evidence that speaks to the safety and well-being of the minors, which is evidence critical to making her case. Now, she filed for divorce in 2016. I believe they met in 2003 or 2004 on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith while he was still married to Jennifer Aniston. It was interesting because we had a People magazine on the back of my toilet, so I was looking at that when I was in the bathroom one day. And Brad Pitt was still married to Jennifer Aniston. Everything was fine and dandy, and they were showing pictures of, you know, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt filming. And in one picture, I guess they were just, you know, both in their you know, shiny jackets. It's a scene near the end of the movie, and you see them just sit there and talk. And I just got the feeling. I go, I wonder if there's some chemistry between them. There's something going on with them. I wonder how that's working out with him being married. And, you know, I just felt like they were probably hooking up. And then a year later, we found out that they did, and later they even got married. So about a decade or so later, she files for divorce, citing the, quote, health of the family. Apparently, there was a conflict on a private flight from France to L.A. She accused Pitt of behavingly abusively to son Maddox, who was 15 at the time. So the Academy Award-winning actor faced no charges in connection with the incident. There was an FBI social services probe. And so Pitt's legal team fired back, saying the presiding judge has conducted an extensive proceeding over the past 6 months in a thorough, fair manner and reached a tentative ruling in order after hearing from experts and percipient witnesses. So Pitt's camp said that Jolie's testimony lacked credibility in many important areas, and the existing custody order between the parties must be modified per Pitt's request because he wants access to the kids. So while they're going back and forth, I get asked as a doctor, how much should kids be involved in the custody hearings? And how much should they be involved in terms of their choice of where to go with parents? Now, I thought kids were given opportunities to speak if they wanted to, but they weren't forced to because of the, you know, trauma that a court case and a deposition and, you know, having to say something against one parent or another. We don't really like to put kids in those situations, but at some point, if a kid was abused or there was a certain, you know, testimony that, you know, the parent is trying to protect the kid from, sometimes they will interview the children. And, you know, I'm really, really torn because I really like kids having access to both parents. If one is abusive, then obviously not. But the access to parents is something that constantly gets fought in these divorces. Now, whether it's a monetary issue, because then, you know, people get palimony or alimony. In terms of, if we get the kids, then the spouse has to pay, so it's a double whammy. Whether it's a revenge thing, going, I'm going to leave and take the kids away from you. Or if it's an issue of, I don't trust who you're dating, who you're sleeping with, and who is going to be the new mother or father or parent of, step parent of my child. And, you know, Corey and I have had some ups and downs. We never got divorced. We never got to the point of divorce. But I am sure that both of us at some point thought about how that would look, how that would turn out. And I'm sure my husband was thinking, you know, who is Dahlia going to remarry and then bring into the house who could possibly beat the kids? And I'm thinking the same thing. Who would my husband remarry who might not care about my kids, not show them the motherly instinct, or make decisions for my kids that I think was not suited? We have a family friend who recently got a divorce, And they are going back and forth on vaccinating the children. And one is vehemently for it. The child's 12. The other wants to just wait a little bit longer. See some more safety data. And I don't know how that works out. I thought the parents, I think, have to be in agreement. I'm not sure. And so, you know, divorces are really, really rough. And you know, I know there's other radio hosts out there that, you know, discuss marriages and relationships, and some of them are anti-divorce no matter what because of the kids. I'm a little bit lighter on that in terms of, you know, look, if the marriage is toxic, if there's fighting, if the kids are constantly feeling, torn between parents, there are kids that grow up very happy and very psychologically well, you know, in a two-parent home. It's a shame they have to go through the actual divorce. So my platform or my argument is, if you are going to divorce, make it as easy on these children. Children living in two separate places, not feeling like they have a place that's their home, is anxiety producing. Kids having to deal with new girlfriends, boyfriends, partners in the house, new authoritative figures, very stressful. Kids having to go to a new school. Kids having to hear the parents badmouth each other. You know, for some parents, your kids are your best friends. You know, I mean, parents can go talk to their friends and whatever. But when kids are like, why did you leave dad? Why did you leave mom? You got to be really careful bad-mouthing the other parent. Now, if the other parent is blaming, oh, well, you know, your parent is wacko and crazy, and the person's like, look, you know, they cheated. Once they cheated, that means they're bringing another, you know, person into the marriage. I can't be at risk for STDs. I can't put you guys at risk of somebody else, you know, getting involved or too close and wanting to interfere with the family. I had to separate. I don't know, whatever you talk to your kid about. So I'm okay with honesty. Because, you know, if somebody cheated, And usually by the time it gets to a divorce, it gets admitted. You know, there's usually enough, shall we say, evidence for somebody to think. Now, if somebody's paranoid and says, I'm out of here, then, you know, a parent might say that. But in terms of kids, I think if they want to, on their own, without feeling pressured by their parents, say something they can, I just don't think they should be forced. I think it is traumatizing. I think there can be a lot of bribing and coercion. You know, a parent might say, look, I'm going to keep you in your school. I'm going to protect you, but the only way I can do that is if you help me out in the court case. And the young child might be like, yeah, I don't want anything to change. I want to keep the house. I want to keep, you know, my school. I want to keep my friends. And they might be like, whatever. You know, so it's a very frustrating time. And for any of you that have gone through divorce, I feel you. It must be very difficult. You know, people say, well, we need to prevent divorce. We need people to spend time with their soon-to-be partner more. It would be nice. I think a lot of divorces happen when people get knocked up, you know. But on the flip side, I really think people change. And I see a lot of divorces that happen, people who have been together for 30, 40 years. Some people just grow out of love with each other. It happens. Hopefully by then, the kids are old enough and it won't affect them as much. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say there are multiple casualties after a mass shooting in downtown San Jose. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirming the shooter is dead. However, he would not say how the shooter died. California Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna saying it's an unspeakable tragedy.
These are some of the extraordinary public servants in our community. They keep the public transportation running, and it's just unspeakable, the horror that we have witnessed.
The shooting taking place at the City Transportation Light Rail Yard, and many of the victims are City Transportation employees. AAA is predicting that travel will be up 60% over last year over the Memorial Day weekend. More than 37 million Americans expected to travel more than 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. The group saying Las Vegas ranks as the top road trip destination. USA Radio News. Arrests were made after a deadly cable car crash in northern Italy.
In a follow-up, Italian police arrested three people Wednesday in the cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Mount Monterone in northwestern Italy. Interrogations revealed workers on Sunday placed a fork-shaped clamp on the emergency brake to deactivate it as a patchwork repair. Without any brakes, witnesses say after the lead cable broke, the cabin reeled back down the hill until it hit a pylon and pulled off the cables, falling 50 feet. The lone survivor, a 5-year-old boy, remains hospitalized. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance.
Montana Democrat Senator John Tester is sponsoring sweeping legislation to expand benefits and improve care for veterans suffering from toxic exposure. The bill, called the Cost of War Act, would require the federal government to provide health care coverage and disability compensation to veterans struggling with effects of toxic exposure related to their military service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this morning, reviewing our headlines, unfortunately, a gunman shoots 8 dead during a union meeting at a light rail yard in San Jose before killing himself. Cops have been combing through the area and have found explosive devices throughout the building. The gunman has been identified as Samuel Cassidy. He opened fire a little bit before 7 a.m. local time in the yard. The gunman, this was a yard run by the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority near the city's main airport. The 8 victims include Valley Transportation Authority employees. Cassidy also died in the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said it was, quote, undetermined how the shooter died, but we believe it might have been suicide. Sheriff spokesman Deputy Russell Davis had earlier confirmed multiple injuries and multiple fatalities. A bomb squad was searching the yard after at least one explosive device was found. One employee's mother told KTVU that the shooting occurred during a union meeting. Workers have since been evacuated. VTA spokesperson Brandy Childress said the building where the shooting took place did require security access. So it could have been somebody who either broke into the yard or somebody who has access. They are asking for people's prayers. Now that we know it's Samuel Cassidy, they could then, I guess, reveal if it was a disgruntled worker, if it was somebody random. Two patients had to be transported to Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, according to spokesperson Joy Aliu. One person was pronounced dead upon arrival, the other in critical condition. Obviously, people are waiting to hear if their family members were, unfortunately, those involved. And they're not going to release the names yet, but you could assume people are calling and calling, and those who haven't received any calls or answer backs are concerned. Deputies are currently on scene. They've asked everybody to stay away from the area, more to follow. And the facility is a transit control center that stores trains and has a maintenance yard. Very random place for there to be a shooting. It started, they say, the report started around 6:30 a.m. local time. And they said the shooter is no longer a threat. Facility has been evacuated. And the sheriff's office has set up a reunification center for families at the county building at 70 Heading Street near First Street. They said, in the at VTA family, we mourn our lost coworkers and pray for the recovery of those being treated. It's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And we just don't know what causes people to get up in the morning and decide to just go and murder a bunch of people. I'm assuming it was somebody who worked there, had some association with them. It's frightening. You know, sometimes it could be a rejected lover or partner. Rarely, though, will they decide to shoot multiple others. They would shoot the one person. Like, there was that doctor, I think, that was coming to work, and I forget exactly what city this happened in. I think it was in Pennsylvania, and her ex, who she broke up with, decides to wait for her at a parking lot after she parks, shoot her. We always want to know the why. And the reason why we want to know the why is because we want to prevent the next shooting, and we want to make sure ourselves are safe. For those of us going back to work and having meetings, would like to know that we're not going to a institution or a place where, unfortunately, they can, you know, we could be a sitting duck. But unfortunately, a very common thread are people that feel jolted, people that feel bullied, people that feel rejected. And so, like the Roanoke shooting of that man who shot a news anchor and a photographer during a live interview, as well as the person they were interviewing, he was apparently somebody who was fired. And people get fired all the time. And people who get fired, unfortunately, could be at risk of wanting to lash back out. And so, you know, many people might have a policy that person isn't allowed back in the building, but if this person didn't have access and came illegally onto campus, that's unfortunately a threat. You know, the other thing, too, that's really, really interesting is how some people are fired. There are ways to do it that are, I think, very, very, you know, rip off the bandage and, you know, we'll do it in private. We'll make it clean for everybody, and, you know, it didn't work out. We'll still give you a recommendation. There's a way to do it. And then you have others that have a parade of embarrassment with security and packing up your office right now, and, you know, and the people get humiliated. And I would like to see a study, and I'm not saying, God forbid, none of it is justified, but I would like to, in those shootings that happened with a disgruntled employee or somebody who was fired, if there is a study looking at some, you know, a way, like was a firing with a severance package less likely to result in these shooters versus somebody that said, you're out, you're done, get the heck off our facility, we're having security transport you. It would be very interesting to see if there is, because if we do start to see that many of these shootings are disgruntled employees, And if we could save or shave a few of them down, I'd like to stop all of them. And if it turns out that there is a relationship or a link to how people are fired or let go, it's it might be worth investigating. That's just me. I just, you know, I hear horrible, horrible stories of how people had to leave their job, really degrading, really embarrassing. And it's because other people, it might not be just to the boss, it's to the coworkers, it's to the clients. Oh, that person's no longer here. And you're told you can't reach out to people that were your clients. Well, then if you can't defend yourself, if somebody has an image of you, you know, you're going to not move on as easily. You know, it's interesting. You know, when people get fired, we want them to move on. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, this is why people come back and shoot. Nobody should come back and shoot. Anybody that comes back and shoots their coworkers is really messed up in the head. But unfortunately, we have so much mental illness and people suffering and people challenged throughout the United States that we do need to avoid triggers. Because we obviously can't identify and detain everybody who we think is going to be a potential shooter. We just don't have those means. And I think many people ignore those or talk themselves out of going, is he going to be someone that's going to go postal? Or don't want to use the word postal. But is he going to be, I respect our postal workers. Is he going to be somebody that is going to go crazy or become murderous? I think this is going to be the next mass shooter. And the police can't really do much. They go, we can't just, you know, detain somebody because you guys just have a spidey sense. But when you want somebody to leave the job, and I'm not saying this is on all employers, but the easier transitions are the ones that have another job in the works they could go to, or have a means to get unemployment, or don't have their reputation tarnished. And those who feel like there's that empty void, you know, or they feel like somebody did this to him or her, then it might unfortunately allow room for them to lash back. And I don't know what the answer is, because some people lose their job because they have a violent streak, because they have a bad temper, because they give people the heebie-jeebies, because it just doesn't work out, because they, you know, aren't coming to work. You know, it's interesting. We want to, as employers, hire people that have mental illness. We want people to feel like they could work, that they don't have to be shunned, that they have an ability to still, you know, be very productive in society. But unfortunately, some people with mental illness cause employers to want to have them off the property. So it's a never-ending solution. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This should have come sooner, but kudos to Chairman John Tester of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee for unveiling sweeping legislation today to provide generations of veterans suffering from toxic exposures their due benefits and care. This is the first time in the Department of Veterans Affairs history. They say the legislation is going to be considered tomorrow during the Senate's Veterans Affairs Committee markup. This is being actually reported by Senator Tester. He is a U.S. Senator for Montana. And this is going to help healthcare, disability benefits for toxic exposures. So he has been a longtime fighter for veterans. We've heard of him in multiple venues or multiple arenas, but this legislation is going to allow all veterans who were at risk of toxic exposure, including 3.5 million Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, to obtain immediate and lifelong access to health care from the VA. It would also establish a new science-based and veteran-focused process for the establishment of new presumptive conditions and would provide benefits to thousands of toxic exposure veterans who have been long ignored or forgotten, including Agent Orange veterans that now suffer from hypertension. So according to its provisions, they're going to ensure that toxic exposure veterans get immediate lifelong access, a transparent and consistent framework on the evidence, right? So people have access to that, reduce the burden on toxic exposure veterans claiming a direct service connection without a presumption. So, they're going to require the VA to examine a veteran's military records for proof of toxic exposure and to consider whether enough evidence shows such records are wrong or incomplete, acknowledge that for certain toxic exposure veterans, the science supports the creation of new presumptions of service connection, more research. It's interesting. I think the VA has slowly started to improve when there were whistleblowers and some transparency in how bad some of the care was. And, I'm hearing from some of my patients that they really like the veteran, the VA, in their local area. It doesn't cost them anything. They get access right away. Unfortunately, there are some that are still having to use civilian, platforms of medicine. And so if any of you are veterans and you have issues with the VA system, would love to hear it. Or if you love it, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know how for years they've been talking about this Amazonian tribe that has, quote, the healthiest hearts ever studied? These are called the Tsimane indigenous people of the Bolivian Amazon. And they experience less brain atrophy than their American and European peers. Researchers have found this. And so this has been some of the science that has led us to say, look, stop the diet rich in fats and sugars and sedentary lifestyles, because this is what's putting us more at risk for Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, etc. And this 16,000-person tribe, they're very active. They hunt. They forage for their own food. They consume a high-fiber diet of vegetables, fish, and lean meat. And USC Leonard Davis School of Gerontology Assistant Professor Andre Irmia said that Tsimane have provided us with an amazing natural experiment on the potential detrimental effects of modern lifestyles on our health. These findings suggest that brain atrophy may be slowed substantially by the same lifestyle factors associated with very low risk of heart disease. And that's true. For those people that are at high risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, they're obviously going to have also effects brain-wise and neurological-wise. If you remember, back in 2017, the University of New Mexico reported that the Tsimane had better cardiovascular health than ever has been measured in any other population. They looked at 700 people over age 40. Scientists found that almost 9 of 10 participants had clear arteries, showing no risk of heart disease. Almost two-thirds of people age over 75 were nearly risk-free, and just 8% had a moderate to high-risk level. One 80-year-old, get this, had arteries resembling a 50-year-old American. And the Tsimane people have low blood pressure. They have extremely healthy arteries, extremely active lifestyle, and they have a diet low in saturated fat, processed carbs, eat a lot of fiber, fish, they don't smoke, and they're active throughout the day. They don't sit around watching TV. Now, how do then the Tsimane people die? Well, it looks like the most common cause of death is infectious disease. Now, that doesn't mean they're more vulnerable because they're eating so well and so active. It could just be they can't have access to medications for parasite infections, respiratory infections. They might, have the pasteurization and a lot of the, access to what we use, refrigeration, cooking, etc. So maybe they might be more at risk for pathogens, but, they do have healthier hearts, healthier brains. So it's something to definitely look at. They have low rates of obesity, type 2 diabetes. Now, somebody could say, well, that's genetics. If they aren't obese, and they don't have diabetes, they don't have high blood pressure, then, you know, they're not going to give birth to kids that are prone to high blood pressure or diabetes. Yeah, but I still want to give credit to their active lifestyle. So, it's interesting. But it reminds us that if we do want to protect our brain, we really have to improve our sugar intake by eating less, not improve, meaning, you know, improve our non-sugar intake, improve our activity, improve our blood pressure. Now, this is interesting. There's apparently a study saying a hot bath could mimic exercise. I'd rather you guys exercise. But this isn't the first time we heard that, where somebody taking a hot bath might actually increase blood flow, body temperature, heart rate, the same way as exercise, and might actually improve cardiovascular health, lower their blood pressure, and repair cells. Now, this comes from a study out of Coventry University. They found that regular hot bathing can actually mimic many of the health benefits of walking, jogging, and cycling. It increases blood flow, body temperature, heart rate. It could improve cardiovascular health, promote cell growth, even act as an antidepressant. Now, I am not a big bath person. I don't like taking bubble baths because the water gets cold, and I don't want to waste all that water, even though I probably waste more in the shower. And I don't like, you know, let's say, you know, I know it looks all clean. You get into a clean bath, but then you get up, and if I was outside and my feet, you know, are dirty because I walk around barefoot outside all the time, now, you know, the water's dirty, so I don't know. I feel like I need to take a shower after a bath. That's just me, and I like hot showers. And I also don't want, you know, somebody to break into the house, and now I have to get up out of a bath, and I'm all soapy. The shower just seems easier. I could grab a robe and go. But heat affects health. Studies looking at animals have identified how heating affects health. Apparently, it regulates blood sugar control because there's heat shock proteins. Heat shock proteins, according to Daily Mail, are molecules that are made up of all cells of the human body in response to stresses. Their levels rise following exercise and passive heating. When these levels rise, the proteins, the levels of the proteins, it might help the function of insulin and improve blood sugar control. If it decreases insulin resistance, improves its sensitivity, that can help with weight loss. So they think maybe that's what happens. The heat from the bath or the sauna could improve health. Now, some of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, we've been going into the sauna all the time in the gym. You know, we know that heat helps. Yeah, this isn't brand new. This isn't brand new spanking science. This, you know, they're just starting to get a little bit closer as to why that might work. Now, I love taking hot showers, so I am assuming hot showers help. Am I skinny? No. But I do feel good. When I take a hot shower, I'm always in a good mood. It helps me sleep. It relaxes my muscles. I'm a big hot shower fan. That's just me. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.